When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, I think somebody's chewing. And guess what? It's not G or it, or is it Heidi? Nor is it Heidi.
Oh, my God. Okay.
All right.
Oh, we're following up with a Cindy Faye, but we don't have Bishop, Heidi, or G. So it's, we better be good.
We better have a lot of team obsessions.
I know. All right. I'm ready. Who's going to go? Cindy, I'm going to be the guy that brings everybody in off the bases. I'm so good. I'm so good. I think we need to start strong. I don't trust Jake, so he'll go in the middle. Finished strong
today. All right, guys. Okay, go ahead.
Go,
Zen. So I know that my first obsession, I know I have another one down here somewhere, but I can't find it.
Okay.
There is an author, Andrew Sean Greer, and I've been posting him on my Instagram
with the Martini Cindy.
With
the martinis on Martini Cindy.
Had a martini.
Cindy has a book club and a vodka club known at Martini Cindy.
It's a lot of work, people, but somebody's got to do it.
That's right.
He won the Pulitzer last year for the book Less.
Ooh.
And it's about this man, Arthur Less, as he tries to get over a breakup.
Oh, my God.
Have you read it?
No, but like this crazy shit that I went through, I was like, this is a novel.
Oh my.
I would call it 6 weeks, a lie of the mind. Like I literally was like, this is a novel. It's so fucking crazy.
This man is just a brilliant writer. He writes in a way that.
I'm going to get that book actually.
Less is great. It's.
He goes through a breakup.
His lover is marrying another man. He's gay. And at first I thought, I don't know, a book about gay guys. I don't know how I
identify with it.
Everybody can identify with it. It's absolutely universal. And he travels. He starts accepting invitations to all these things that he never would. He's also a writer. Things he would never would have gone to. And it's beautiful. It's so well written. And
is it like Eat, Pray, Love-ish?
It's, you know, I didn't read that. I don't think it's not sappy. I don't know if that was sappy, but it's not sappy. It's just watching somebody bumble through his life and realize things and see things.
He won a Pulitzer for it?
Yes.
Jesus.
And it's not long.
All right.
I'm reading The Incredible Lives of Greta Wells, which he had written before, and I'm going to read everything because
he's that good.
His writing is just so beautiful. And it's not like, oh my God, I had to read that 6 times because it's so poetic I didn't understand it.
Too dense.
It's not like that. It's just, I don't know, the descriptions and the analogies are not the way I would have thought them out myself. I mean, he's the kind of writer that makes me, you know, if I were writing, that I'd want to stop writing because he's that good.
Wow.
To me. I just... I don't know. He captures characters and he captures just ideas that really, really speak to me. So,
well, he's got to be going through it. That's my take on it. Recommend when an author writes something, it's got to be something that they're living through or have lived through. Yeah. If it's not like crazy fantasy, like Harry Potter, which is, she's a genius. But I mean, like he must have had some sort of a, you know what I mean? Something must have moved him to this, to write this. I would think.
I mean, and in
a Pulitzer
and in Greta Wells,
for a book about a breakup.
Yeah.
Wow.
Even he's writing as a woman in this other one. And I fully believe I'm reading, you know, from a woman's perspective of things. And I was so excited because when I posted the picture of the martini and Les on Instagram, I hashtagged the hashtag for the book.
Mm.
And I think I might have meant for him as well. And he commented on it and I was really happy.
Wow. That is so cool.
But he's definitely my latest obsession.
All right. I like it. Jake?
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
It's no.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. I tried one of those sensory deprivation float tanks for the first time.
All right.
And
okay.
I want to go back now.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
So, what's up? Just Float. Yo, sponsor me. I'll shout you out all the time.
Oh, my God.
It was amazing. I don't know why. Like, the night before, I was really, really stressed. I'm dealing with a few things right now in the family and stuff. And I was just driving with my roommate actually to the casino to see a friend who was in town. My roommate from Vegas, she's from Canada, so she was in town. And I was driving like, dude, I'm having a panic attack right now. Like, just, I might have to pull over. Like, and I have no idea why. He's like, he's like, you sound really stressed. I'm like, yeah, this is how I was starting to feel.
Was this the dog thing coming in? Yeah, Jake recently had to put his puppy down.
He had like this really aggressive cancer and he just went downhill extremely quickly. It was so sad. And when I don't manage my stress and my anxiety and stuff, I could physically feel how it gets. And I was starting to get like that.
Yeah.
And I still haven't fully attacked it yet.
Yeah.
But he said, dude, I'll book us a float tank thing in the morning. And I was so skeptical. I'm like, I'm going to be in a dark room floating for an hour. Yeah, that'll do something. And I can't think of any more of a relaxing time I've ever had. And I've been relaxed. I'm the king of learning how to like be somewhere and be like, all right, I'm chilling. No one talk to me.
Really?
This was so relaxing. You get there, you go into this like room that has a little bench for your clothes and stuff and some Q-tips for your ears and then a shower. You shower up.
Okay.
And then you open this door that's like a vault and you go into this tank and there's a few lights on and they're like really low and dim. And there's like some very peaceful music playing and you lay down on your back in this salt water and then you kind of float and you press the button to your side and it turns down the lights and the music goes off and you can't hear, see, smell anything. The air is the same temperature as your body. The water is the same temperature as your body. And if you just lay there still enough and you get still, you literally feel like you're floating in zero gravity and what I would imagine it to be like in like space, but like,
wow,
not in an uncomfortable spacesuit, like just
right
naked in the most comfortable. It was perfect.
That's awesome.
And I came out and you go into this room after you shower off and dry off and there was tea and there was this book with colored pencils to draw your experience if you want.
Oh, wow. I love it.
And
that's cute.
It was so amazing. Yeah.
All right. Now you've convinced me to read the book and try that. All right. Now I'm a little worried. I'm going to suck.
Just going to be very busy. Well, wait. So this will make you feel better. Before Sarah left, she told us.
Hers was chapstick.
You can follow that.
Okay.
You can
perfect.
Follow chapstick.
I got three. Since we're missing G and Sarah and Heidi. Okay. So my first one is a show on Netflix called Ozarks.
Ozark.
Yeah.
Ozark. Is it Ozark?
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. It's like Breaking Bad, but Laura Linney.
Oh, my God.
She's amazing. Did they win anything for that show? Because she is so good.
They were nominated for
if they
like,
didn't
writing.
This one, they will the next one.
I mean,
yeah.
She and like she Jason had... Bateman's great, but like she crushes. She's so good. And she has this scene. Oh, my God. Where she's talking about depression and she had lost a child. And like, cause I love Handmaid's Tale as well, mm-hmm. but like And there are these moments, right, when you have a truly genius show with truly brilliant, like, actors, writers, directors. And she had this moment where she's describing depression to somebody. And she just, I can't even do it justice, but she basically talks about how, like, she had thought, because her brother had depression, it was like a blasé state of, like, you know, being weak. And then she lost a child, and she was like, every inch of you hurts from the roots of your hair follicles, like, through the end of your toenails, like, screaming physical agony. And it just, the way she did this, I was like, oh my God.
I think we watched that episode last night, episode 7.
Oh my God. I literally was just, I just was like, oh my God. And then, so basically it's about a guy who launders money for the cartel. And it's just, it's such a good show. They're brilliant. So I love that. Hour long drama if you're into it. Okay. Then I love this new drink. It's called Genius Juice. And it's basically, they take a coconut and they blend the thing up and stick it in a bottle. It's 100 calories. I swear to God. They're like,
it's a coconut?
Yeah, it's a coconut, like a Thai coconut.
Milk and
the
water.
The meat and the fiber and the whole thing. Yeah, so it's a coconut all blended up into essentially a little smoothie.
Not the husk though, right?
No, not. I don't think so. It doesn't taste like it. But it's organic coconut water, organic coconut meat. So you get like the meat, the water, the protein, the fat from it. Like, and it's 100 calories. It's a great little snack. And it's like clean, pure, no additives, nothing. Literally organic coconut meat, water, organic coconut. That's it. It's just 100 calories, 10 milligrams of sodium, nothing. And it's just, it's so good. I actually stole it from Giancarlo. It's so good. Sometimes I just put it in my coffee in the morning. I put it in my Lucky Jack. Wow. Instead of coconut milk, I put this in, and it's really delicious. So I love it as like a milk substitute, or I love it as a snack on the go or adding it to my coffee. And then my third one, and they're different, but in a way they're similar. I just got PADI certified. Scuba certified.
Oh, right. Yeah.
To be an open water. It's called open water diver, which is your first certification. And you can dive up to 60 feet, even though I did manage to get down to 76 on my last dive. But it is so awesome. Like, I can see how if you're anxious, you might have a little freak out about it, because it's intense. There's a lot of rules. If shit goes wrong, you're kind of like, oh, damn, well, shit's gone wrong down here. Like, there is no shoot up to the top. You die.
Oh, yeah.
So there's, you know, it's a little intense that way. But when you're in the water and you can't really hear much, like they say, oh, you hear everything. It's, but not really. And you hear the sound of your breath, which is like in your regulator. Mm. And it's a weird, like, I almost wonder if the pressure of the atmospheres is like this Temple Grandin thing where you just feel hugged. Wow. It's so strange.
Whoa, that's cool.
And you're just like, there's nothing effing with your, right? You can't smell anything. Mm-hmm. You can't hear much except the breathing. Mm-hmm. And you've got this like pressure, this weird atmospheric pressure. And then you're just like a part of this world.
Wow.
No, it's so hidden from us normally, right? And it's like, we saw a little, because we went in Catalina and there was an eel and a lobster and an octopus and a seal and a freaking gigantic black sea bass that was like 500 pounds. And it was the cool, I was like, this is awesome.
What,
like,
made you do it? I've never heard you talk about.
I've always wanted to, and I managed to get away with it. Like, if you're not certified, they'll take you on intro dives up to 20 feet. So I did one in the DR when I was 27, and I did one on the Barrier Reef a couple years ago.
Wow. Nice.
But we were going to the Red Sea. So we're going to Egypt. I've always wanted to go to Egypt. And I've heard that the Red Sea is one of the most amazing places to dive. And I was like, we've got to do this, Greg. We have to get this done. So I got my brother and I certified, and we're going to go dive the Red Sea.
That's fantastic.
And we're doing like 3 dives day 1, 3 dives day 2. And then on the third day, you can't fly or anything. So just chilling at the pool, eating stuff.
There are going to be some good segments out of that trip.
Maybe. But my friend Carrie planned it, so I think we'll be okay. Here's the thing about bras. I don't really love shopping for them. In fact, I kind of hate it. So I love Third Love because I don't even have to leave my house to find the most comfortable, perfect fitting bra. You're curious, aren't you, Cindy? Bishop?
Yes.
Jake?
How the hell do you do it?
That's right. Third Love has a fit finder quiz that you take online. And all you got to do is answer a few simple questions. And in less than a minute, you've identified your cup size and shape so you can choose the styles that fit your body best. And Third Love bras are so incredibly comfortable because they use soft, smoothing fabrics and lightweight, thin memory foam cups. Plus, their labels are tagless, so there's nothing to make you itchy. And best of all, the straps don't slip off your shoulders. These details make all the difference in the design of bras, people, especially the Third Love ones. And Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone, so right now, they're offering my listeners 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/Jillian to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/Jillian for 15% off today. thirdlove.com/Jillian. Okay, so you guys all remember my old assistant, Jeremy, right? The one that was handsome and nice and all the things, huh, Bishop? Well, he had some spacing issues with his teeth and he always wanted to fix them. So a few months ago, we had him try Candid and it was really easy. They sent him a modeling kit so he could take impressions of his teeth and he sent them back with some photos. An actual orthodontist reviewed his case and they even showed him a 3D preview of how his treatment would look once they were finished with it. So Candid's aligners give you straighter and brighter teeth in an average of 6 months and will save you thousands compared to their competitors. Plus, you get email and phone support, and they'll even set up a video call with you to answer any questions you have and to walk you through the modeling process. Plus, there are no office visits because Candid delivers everything right to your home. God, this sounds like heaven. You're one step away. I say that because before I knew about this, I did a competitor, and it was a huge pain in the butt. You're one step away from getting straighter, whiter teeth. Take advantage of Candid's risk-free modeling kit guarantee. Plus, when you use my dedicated link, candidco.com/Jillian, you save 25% on your modeling kit. That's candidco.com/Jillian to get 25% off the price of your modeling kit. candidco.com/Jillian. We have gotten some emails about belly fat. And I want to address this real quick. There are actually different kinds of belly fat that pose relatively different types of risks. But first of all, you cannot spot reduce fat. You can't. So where you store fat is based on your hormone balance, which is why most men have belly fat. They don't have fat on their lower bodies because they don't have a ton of estrogen like we do. And women that are more testosterone dominant have more belly fat. And that's why after menopause, we tend to shift where we store fat as women. Okay. Now, belly fat is considered more dangerous because it's associated with heart disease. And there are different kinds of belly fat. So I was actually scrolling through Men's Health the other day because I always like to read Men's Health. And they were talking about a hard stomach. And I was like, what do they talk? Do they mean like six pack? And what they were saying is, have you ever noticed that some people have like that protruding hard belly fat versus that like jiggly belly fat? Well, I wondered if we've ever discussed, because I don't think we have, visceral fat versus subcutaneous fat.
No, have we've ever? Never talked about this.
Definitely not in my time. Which is which? Let's start there.
So a hard belly is caused by a high accumulation of visceral fat. Say that three times in a row. Which is located in the spaces between your organs in your abdominal cavity. Yeah. And it gets packed so tight in there because it's all stored with fat that there's no jiggle room. How nasty. Wow. And it gives you that like big protruding gut. And that's just so intense. So your belly feels like rigid, hard when you poke it. Subcutaneous fat is different. So subcutaneous fat is what sits underneath the skin, between the skin and the muscle. And the reality, though, is that people who often have high amounts of subcutaneous fat also have high amounts of visceral fat. But they're saying that visceral fat is more dangerous, and visceral fat is linked to diabetes. So they're saying that emerging research also suggests that sodium-linked glucose transport inhibitors, right, which are used to treat people with diabetes, can reduce visceral fat and generally help you lose weight. But the bottom line is, obviously, then it's linked to too much insulin is creating more visceral fat, which type 2 diabetes, visceral fat, subcutaneous, underneath the skin, but more related to heart disease. And type 2 diabetes is always linked to heart disease. Mm. Ultimately, the reality of this situation is the same. You got a lot of subcutaneous fat. You probably got a lot of visceral fat too. And the study even goes on to say that even if you're not overweight, but you have a high amount of visceral fat, that you still are running a higher risk of heart disease. And this is a really interesting statistic. I like this one because I thought it was kind of hopeful. It says losing just 5 to 10% of your body weight will strip 25 to 40% of your visceral fat. That's a lot.
That's, yeah, right? That's the one, that's the hard one between the organs. So
yeah, I mean, if you think like 5 to 10, so if you're 200 pounds, you lose 5, you lost 10 pounds, you lose 10, you've lost 20 pounds. Guys can do that quickly, mind you. Women can lose 5%.
Well, I could see where that would be dangerous because it's squishing your organs and all the other stuff too.
Well, and it's also not just, I mean, I think it's also an indication of like where else that fat is. But yeah, I mean, in your friggin' arteries and what have you.
So if you lose weight, you're reducing
the risk. But at the same time, what I thought was really interesting is it's like, okay, so highly processed sugars and grains are creating more visceral fat. It just goes to show you, like, even more so, like, whole foods, stay moving, don't overeat, but, like, whole foods is even changing the type of fat we're storing.
What about the jiggly fat?
The like, subcutaneous? Like, it's not as dangerous.
But how do you, I know you can't target spot it,
same
fat.
Way.
Because like
it's the same way, you got to lose it all the same way, but you store it differently. Like what your hormone balance, and think about it, like insulin is a hormone, right? So your hormones are dictating where you're storing it. And if you're not overeating, you won't store fat, obviously, and you're moving and what have you. But if you're not, and I thought this was fascinating. So it's like, okay, if I ate too many calories of avocados and nuts and salmon, I would still be fat. It'd still be dangerous. But I would have more visceral fat if it was too many calories of refined grains and sugars.
Wow.
Based on what I'm reading off this study.
Because like I always wonder, I know it hormonally for women.
Yeah.
We get that like spare tire kind of thing. And after my hysterectomy, when I finally got back up to a normal weight, I definitely, for the first time in my life, I mean, I just looked at pictures of myself from my 20s and I'm like, oh my God, now, I was this skinny little thing who could eat anything, but I started getting this spare tire. And over the past couple of years, it's gone away. And I'm like, oh, well, it must be my Pilates. It's not. It's something's changed in my body and in what I'm eating. I mean, I'm definitely like trying to make sure I eat an avocado every day or so to help with cholesterol and things like that. But I've definitely noticed it there. But I notice it's not in other parts of my body, like on the muscles on my arms or something like that. So it's frustrating for women.
I know, but the reality is that's why I'm excited for the new book to come out, because we think it's about age, but it's more about what you're doing that's affecting your biochemistry. Mm. Hence the reason you can turn it around now, and you're like, wow, but it's gone.
Right.
And so it's what you're eating, how you're living, and all of that.
Yeah, and continuing to try to live that way.
Yeah. Exactly.
But I understand, because we get a lot of emails that people are so frustrated that it's this one part, and it's...
We'll do a whole show on that. We got to do a show on that. All right, we're going to come back, because we don't have a plan for today, so before the new year, we'll do a show on that.
We'll do a little recon and get back to you.
Yeah, and, I don't know, 2019? No. No. Okay, deodorant is something that most of us use every day. I personally don't want to use anything that contains aluminum, and none of the ones I've tried have ever worked on me. You know, the natural ones. So what do? Just not wear deodorant and walk around stinky? Bishop does. But I
sure do
have finally solved that problem with Kopari's coconut deodorant. First of all, it actually works, and Kopari uses plant-based active ingredients like sage oil, coconut oil. It's free from silicones, sulfates, parabens, GMOs, and even baking soda, so it's great for sensitive skin. No shocker, this is Kopari's number one selling product. In fact, they can barely keep it in stock. It's gotten so much love from editors at Cosmo, People Magazine. There are thousands of five-star reviews on their website. And they offer a money-back guarantee. So you know what? Go ahead and try it. There's nothing to lose. Go to KopariBeauty.com/Jillian to make the safe switch. Save $5 off your first order when you subscribe. And that's Kopari, K-O-P-A-R-I, beauty.com/Jillian. KopariBeauty.com/Jillian. I actually love brushing my teeth. I mean, people who, like, who doesn't love, like, I don't know. You've got very shiny, white, pearly, little teethy bishops. Well, Quip is a fantastic electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers to make teeth brushing a little simpler. Yes, that's right, because you're supposed to brush for 2 minutes, and some people don't take the time. In fact, 90% of us don't. So I love Quip because it has a built-in 2-minute timer that pulses every 30 seconds to tell you to switch sides. It even tells you when to move. Hello. There's a cover that mounts to your mirror and then unmounts to slide over the bristles so you can take it with you to work, the gym, or anywhere you go. No more cluttering up the bathroom or hauling around a clunky charger. Quip runs for 3 months on one charge, which is great for me because I travel all the time, and that's why I love Quip. And they're backed by over 20,000 dental professionals. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/Jillian right now, you get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack at getquip.com/Jillian. getquip.com/Jillian.
Okay. Well, yeah, you seven
is pissed.
Really, really wants us to do these emails. You do them already.
Doctor right. Ubrick.
Seven, we're gonna Seven, we have some emails for you.
Well, Seven likes to go by doctor when you're just
The doc. Hey, doc.
Yeah, doc.
Hey, doctor.
Doctor. Hello, doctor. Yeah. Every morning she takes the kids to school. It's so cute. Aww. She like gets up and goes because she knows it's time to go to school.
Aww.
And Greg like gives her the dog. And so now we all go to school as a family. So it's like the dog goes and the other dog goes, the two kids, then Greg goes because he's like, you're emotionally unstable. Someone's got to go watch you on the way to school. And then he's like, he'll talk to the dog all the way. He's like, doctor, we're on our way to the OR. Calm down. It's the stupidest. It's just, I'm like, this is, and the kids, I can't, their whole childhood, I just cannot. It's like, then my uncle told the dog we were going, the dog named Dr. Newberg.
I'm pre-ordering their memoirs.
Oh, yeah, as you should. It's going to make Running with Scissors look like a fucking fairy tale. Oh,
well,
okay.
You know, this question actually, I think, is for the doctor.
Dr. Newbie.
Because Mary is asking about post-surgery care.
Ah, okay.
Are there any supplements or herbs to speed up the recovery and counter the effects of anesthesia? Any exercise tips?
Oh, God. Anesthesia is a tough one. I could talk about recovering from, like, accelerating healing. They say bromelain. Digestive enzyme, bromelain, C, zinc, both help with like wound care, wound healing, and collagen. So I take like the multi-collagen, I take a little bromelain, the digestive enzyme just on its own, and then I take a lipospheric vitamin C packet, and I take a zinc, like when I'm recovering from a surgery, for the wound care.
Mm.
Anesthesia is a real tough one, I gotta be honest. I feel like we would need to have an anesthesiologist on the show. That one I have seen really F people up.
Yeah, I remember doing is drinking as much water as I could.
I've seen it send people into depressions.
Well, because it does all sorts of things. You can get constipated beyond.
That's true. And yeah. Oh, take a stool softener.
They say Colace for that.
Yeah, they should give you a stool softener for that. Yeah. But
exercise tips are tough because I'm not sure.
You got to talk to your doctor.
What surgery? Yeah.
Yeah. You can't even possibly. It's like, can you even work out? What is the surgery? The wound care, yes, but the anesthesia is really, you got to be prepared. Like, I've seen that shit hit people postpartum.
Yeah.
You know,
well, it's, and that's like when they give you painkillers, that can really mess you up.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
But walking is, unless it was surgery on, you know, your leg, is usually what they tell you to do for most surgeries, to which will also move any anesthesia through your body quicker. And
provided that you can't, right? That they're saying, like, yes, you're able to get up and kind of walk it off. But it's like, make sure to get enough rest. Make sure to stay hydrated. But you just got to be, like, I have seen it. I remember Chloe had a surgery and she just was like, holy shit, I want to die. Mm. She was really depressed. It was intense.
Well, it's weird because you don't feel like yourself and you forget that this is pain from healing.
Yeah.
As opposed to, I mean, for me with my abdominal surgery, I, for a good 2 years, every time I would work out hard on my abs and I would get like, you know, when your muscles get sore.
Yeah.
It would freak me out. I would feel like, oh, I have to like walk a little differently and realize, no, this is not your healing from surgery. It's the same feeling.
Right.
But it's not, and it's weird the games your mind will play with you, but it's traumatic what happens when you have surgery. So.
Yeah, it is very much so. And here's one other thing I can think of is milk thistle tea helps to support your liver, and your liver is what's playing a bigger role in getting that crap out of your system. So your liver can get depleted of glutathione, and it helps prevent the depletion of glutathione to help your liver function.
That's cool.
Why when we talk about like detoxes, I'm like, well, there are things that will help support your liver and your kidney and your spleen. So that's what it's not. But most people think like detox and they're like, oh, it's a
diuretic.
Diuretic.
Ooh, look.
No, that's to make you pee.
No, you mean
laxative.
Laxative. Yeah.
Yes. Sorry, guys. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead, bud.
Well, Mary also said that she remembered a long time ago you did a segment on NLP, and I didn't know what that was. She said it was a review of positive self-talk. NLP?
Oh, you know who does that? Is Anthony Robbins, and it's neuro-linguistic programming. And a lot of people swear by it. But that is Anthony Robbins' like big thing.
Oh, wow.
I got to be honest. I have actually never even met the guy. I wonder if I would think he is like the shit. Like, people that do know him love him.
Huh.
But then I've also heard stories like, oh, my so-and-so walked on the coals and went to the emergency.
Right.
So for me personally, like, I can't speak to its efficacy. God, I wish think it's the way you say things. Like, instead of saying it's so hard, you say, well, it's not easy. I'm almost sure that's what it is. And it's about retraining the way you think with the way that you're talking.
Huh.
I could be wrong. And I wish I should have taken a little time to look this up. But for me, I would say I doubt that it could do any harm.
Mm.
And in addition, I also think that it is not a panacea.
Mm-hmm.
So both. Like, okay. I say get therapy. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of these things are going to go far beyond neuro-linguistic programming. Like this, you know, abandonment crisis that I've been in. Like, it can't be like, well, you know, I just wasn't happy as a child when this happened to me. Like, no. It's like, I was fucking devastated, and you gotta just deal with it. So I think some of it is like very surface, and there's room for that.
Yeah.
You know, just like removing foods from the fridge that are unhealthy, even though you need serious therapy for overeating and binge eating or whatever. But like, if that helps put a Band-Aid on the problem, like, why not? I think if it is a Band-Aid from what I know of it.
Okay. Well, she also says that She thinks Cindy is a great addition to the podcast. Oh, wait, I didn't mean to read that part.
Have you checked out her Instagram? Martini Cindy. You can find a book, and I think you need to be recommending the wine and the vodka that you're having with the book, like pairings.
Oh.
Like pair your book with your booze. I feel like we can...
I think this Friday I will, or when this airs. Several Fridays ago, I did.
Shit.
So Diana would like to know, would you please recommend how to order when you go out to eat for lunch or dinner?
Okay, well, for, I'm guessing, weight loss. Well,
yeah, she said, I always order a salad with dressing on the side, but is that really a right choice with everything that comes in a salad?
And depends on the salad.
Dip the salad in the... So
it just depends on the salad. I mean, the reality is decide what you're going to have before you go to the restaurant and then order it. And people are like, no, that's, I don't understand. What do you mean? They have chicken. They have meat. They have fish. Like, they don't need to fry it. They can grill it. They can bake it. Just say, hey, can you just grill it instead? Can you leave the sauce off of it? So decide what you're going to have. Mm. And it depends on the salad. Like, yeah, if you're going to have a Cobb salad with bacon and egg and blue cheese and this and that. Sure. Yes. I mean, that's not slimming.
No.
But if you're going to have like a niçoise salad with like grilled tuna and, you know, a couple of capers and a couple of Greek olives and maybe like an egg white here or there, like that's obviously going to be very lean. So, you know, it's common sense, but it's also deciding before you go, like, this is what I want to have. So, okay, like we went to this Italian spot the other day and I was like, can I get the salmon, but none of the sauce, like just grilled, and the broccolini side, but like not in oil, not sauteed, just steamed. Like, I don't usually eat that at that restaurant. But I'm just giving you an example.
But then I think that's actually good advice to decide before you go. Because when you go, you're hungry.
Yeah.
You're seeing all these options. You're like, oh, whatever.
And you can customize it, too. Yeah. So that's the key, is just like they have all the basic ingredients. Have them cook for you. You don't always – I never order off the menu. Or I do, but then I tweak it.
Yeah. Tweak it.
Yeah.
She also wants to know which of your DVDs is hit and which provide more weight work.
No. Get the app.
Get the app, Diana. So much better.
And we're going to have the second set of DVDs in the app at the very, very latest, March of 19.
That's great. And yoga's
in there
now, right?
But the app has everything. Yeah, the app has yoga, kickboxing. We are adding Body Shred, that 90-day program, and Body Revolution. So you can do follow-along videos. You can have me as create your program. You can get the meal plans. Like, the app is 100% the way to go. Whoa. And there are HIIT workouts, cardio workouts, like running workouts, prenatal, postnatal, yoga, kickboxing, weightlifting. Like, it's endless. Endless. I can customize things. You can stream it to your TV. You have the meal plans. And we're adding the community feature, which will probably be there by the time this airs.
Oh, that's great.
So there's a whole community in it. It's just, it's the only way. Yeah, no. DVDs are finito. And for the follow-along workouts, we're going to put them in the app piece by piece over time. So
cool.
That's the key.
That sounds great. Since we were at some point discussing allergies and things, Madison would like to know homemade remedies for colds. I hear a lot about ACV, apple cider vinegar, but I usually drink tea with honey.
Okay, if the honey is not like high fructose corn syrup, if it's like Manuka honey is pretty intense. Sure, you could do like ginger tea with lemon and honey, but what I would do is zinc, C, but there's actually something, and it is very expensive, and we are not getting paid to plug this, and when you look it up, you're going to die, because it's like $100 a bottle. That Dr. Scholl's, like, cold and flu remedy, that works really well on me.
Really? Do you know what's in it? Or
oh, my God, everything in the kitchen sink? Let me pull it up right now.
Oh, my God, my family swears by this honey.
Is it Manuka?
That was one of them, but there's another one that's cold basically flu. Royal jelly.
Yeah, because it's got the propolis, is antimicrobial.
My family swears by propolis and monolaurin.
Here we go. Echinacea root and seed, garlic, habanero, white onion, ginger, horseradish, acerola cherry, elderberry, blackberry, yarrow, boneset, desert sage, lobelia, I've never heard of this one, elecampini or whatever, colanut, coffee, licorice, cherry bark, whorehound, swear to God.
Oh, I know whorehound. Whorehound candy. I don't know. It's from like Laura Ingalls Wilder. Anyway.
Okay. Coltsfoot. Do you know that one too? Did it go with whorehound? Fennel and thyme. So
time.
It's pretty banana shorts. It's got all kinds of shit in it.
So just open.
This is definitely that episode of Seinfeld where George goes to the holistic healer that Kramer suggested. And he's like, oh, the tea actually tastes pretty good. And it cuts to him in the ambulance and he's purple. He's like, I'm an eggplant, Jerry.
Shit. I'm George. You're She's George. Kramer. Yeah. Okay, guys, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you get it weekly. You don't even have to think about it on iTunes or Spotify or wherever else you're listening.